truly in a league of her own, always first in goal in overtime, and you've got to be kidding me. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Last week, they gathered in Grand Rapids to celebrate the life of Dolly Konwinski, and what a life it was. The longtime MHSAA registered official in baseball and softball died at the age of 87, and the word celebrate is an understatement considering her achievements. Before becoming a well-respected baseball umpire, Konwinski was a professional bowler and one of a special group of women who made up the old All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, the organization on which the movie A League of Their Own was based. An infielder, Konwinski had her own baseball card, playing primarily for the Grand Rapids Chicks, and the league was enshrined as part of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown nearly 30 years ago. She told us in a 1990 interview for Pass Sports about one of the pitchers in the league.
She threw an overhand curve, and today it's known as the split finger. I mean, the bottom would drop out. It'd head for their shoulders, and the catcher would be pulling it out of the dirt.
And as an umpire, she told us in that same interview, the role that officials play in young people's lives.
You're doing it for the youngsters who, at this time in their life, may not be going on to the sport they're in, but they're there to have some fun.
You can read more and watch our television feature from 1990 on Dolly Konwinski on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Schoolcraft football running back Kobe Clark, who set an MHSAA record with 9 rushing touchdowns against Constantine last week, and Rockford's Erica Vanderlende, who ran the fastest girls' cross-country time in the state this season with a 16:55.9 at the Allendale Invitational on Saturday. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
In Michigan, football overtime for each team starts with first and goal at the 10-yard line. Other states which allow overtime begin anywhere from the 10 to the 25-yard line, and in some of those states, you could actually pick up a first down while on offense. But Michigan is always first and goal, even in those situations where a dead ball foul from the first team's possession in an overtime may start the second team series at the 25, it is still first and goal. The only way a team on offense can pick up a first down in overtime is on a penalty, providing yardage plus an automatic, and those are only on the roughing calls, roughing the passer, the kicker, the holder, and a long snapper.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. Our first edition of You've Got to Be Kidding Me for the new school year takes us to an all-time low. In the Midwest last week, the mother of an 11th grade high school student filed in federal court. That's right, she made a federal case out of this. A lawsuit because Johnny was cut from the varsity team he was going out for. Never mind that there's plenty of good federal case law that already states that participation in high school sports is a privilege and not a right. I know some ambulance chasers who found that out the hard way earlier this year. Think of the incredible precedent that could stand to be set here if the law and common sense did not prevail. Think of it, a judge overturning a coach's decision. That would open the door in sports to decisions about playing time, positions played. What about block charge, ball strike, and pass interference calls going to court? How about who gets the lead in the school musical? Who is first chair in violin? Do you see how ridiculous this could get? Thank goodness the judge in the case refused to issue a restraining order Monday night for what was later reported to be sub-varsity team eligibility, which would have actually been a worst-case scenario since the widespread practices in school sports is to not place upper-class students on such teams for a lot of good educational reasons. There's already a glut of unworthy cases in our judicial system as it is, and cases involving school sports don't need to be in that mix. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.